The Bad Place by Dean Koontz.
Every eye sees its own special vision. Every ear hears a most different song. In each man's troubled heart, an incision would reveal a unique, shameful wrong. Stranger fiends hide here in human guise than reside in the valleys of hell. But goodness, kindness, and love arise in the heart of the poor beast as well. The Book of Counted Sorrows. The night was becalmed and curiously silent, as if the alley were an abandoned and windless beach in the eye of a hurricane, between the tempest past and the tempest coming. A faint scent of smoke hung on the motionless air, although no smoke was visible. Sprawled face down on the cold pavement, Frank Pollard did not move when he regained consciousness. He waited in the hope that his confusion would dissipate. He blinked, trying to focus. Veils seemed to flutter within his eyes. He sucked deep breaths of the cool air, tasting the invisible smoke, grimacing at the acrid tang of it. Shadows loomed like a convocation of robed figures crowding around him. Gradually his vision cleared, but in the weak yellowish light that came from far behind him, little was revealed. A large trash dumpster 6 or 8 feet from him was so dimly outlined that for a moment it seemed ineffably strange, as though it were an artifact of an alien civilization. Frank stared at it for a while before he realized what it was. He did not know where he was, or how he had gotten there. He could not have been unconscious longer than a few seconds, for his heart was pounding as if he had been running for his life only moments ago. Fireflies.